High school students have thoughts about bans against cell phones at schools.
I feel like it's not really fair for the most part.
I don't think it should be a law, but I think it's also beneficial. So even if I don't want to accept that it's good for us, I think it is good for us.
That was freshman Adriana Lowe and junior Corey White, high school students in the Indianapolis area. They recently started the school year under a new state law that restricts cell phones in schools. And they're not alone. At least 7 states have passed similar laws or policies in the last couple years. So how is that playing out in the classroom? Well, Lee Gaines of member station WFYI visited 2 Indiana high schools to find out.
Okay, guys, that's the bell.
It's a couple weeks into a brand new school year at Lawrence North High School in Indianapolis. Math teacher Jenny Guimont is eager to start her Algebra 1 class. But first,
all phones, headphones, AirPods, tablets, gotta go in the back. Zip them up, please.
That's because a new Indiana state law now restricts the use of phones and other devices in schools. Last fall, nearly 3/4 of U.S. high school teachers said cell phones were a major problem in classrooms. That's according to a study by Pew Research Center.
Guys, listen up. Inverse operations.
In response to this problem, a handful of states have passed laws or enacted policies that aim to restrict the use of cell phones in schools. According to an Education Week analysis, 6 of these measures take effect this school year, including Indiana's.
I'm overall very happy about it.
That's teacher Jenny Guimont again.
It makes my job easier to know that the law is behind me, you know, that basically now I have something to support my message.
Prior to this year, it was up to each teacher at Lawrence North to decide if or how students could use their devices. Now, under the law, unless a student needs it for a medical reason or a disability, they can't be on their phone during class. Lawrence North senior Taylor Smith says it's changed the way he uses his phone in school.
I won't say that I needed, like, somebody else to tell me to get off my phone, but I will say that it's going to help me a great deal to have that thought in the back of my mind saying, wait, this is illegal.
It's up to schools to come up with their own discipline procedures. At Lawrence North, students who have their phones out during class can get a referral, basically a note in their school records. They may also have to hand their phone over to a teacher for the rest of class. That's also true for students caught using their cell phones at Beech Grove High School, about a 20-minute drive south of Lawrence North. Beech Grove sophomore Jaden Howard says he used to secretly be on his phone during class.
And last year, I had a whole bunch of missing assignments.
Now, he wouldn't risk it.
And this year, I feel like I'm paying attention more and more focused.
But not all students agree the law has helped them.
Like last year, there was not a point in my day where I did not have a headphone in listening to something, and now I can't listen to anything.
Grace Wingfield is a senior at Beech Grove. She says music helped her stay focused during quiet work time at school, and without it, she says she's struggling to concentrate.
I think that's probably the hardest part for me of this whole phone world, just not having music.
This is something I heard from a lot of students. Martin Barker, an instructional coach at Beech Grove, says headphones are a mixed bag.
Some students, that absolutely locks them in if they're really distracted by the classroom. But I have other students that, like, absolutely music just completely distracts them and they can't focus on what they're supposed to do.
Barker thinks this law will benefit more than it will hurt. And he's already seeing students more focused on their schoolwork this year. His colleague, Beech Grove English teacher Josie DeFries, says she's noticed another benefit.
I feel like my classrooms are loud again.
Last year, DeFries says when students had downtime, their heads were buried in their phones, and it was quiet. This year, that's changed.
The kids turn to each other and talk, or they start drawing on my board, or they ask me for questions with their homework, and it just becomes a lot more lively, interactive environment.
She hopes it stays that way. For NPR News, I'm Lee Gaines in Indianapolis.